for the purge to happen, the president of the State Election Supervisors Association, Vicki Davis, says the process must include backup documentation along with a list of names. She says that's what's kept supervisors from removing suspected non-citizens during the state-directed purge so far.
We have not had credible and reliable information in order to remove them. We have not had any backup documentation to support their removal.
Davis says if the process is like the one for removing felons from the rolls, the suspected ineligible voters will be automatically removed within 60 days if they do not respond to letters and newspaper ads requesting proof of citizenship. The state and federal government are expected to finalize their access agreement within weeks. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.